The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to Bob Burney Live. Welcome to a Tuesday edition of LTD Radio. Now, most of you know what that means, but for those of you who don't, LTD, listen, think, and discern. That's what this program is all about. Listen, think, discern. God has given each one of us a brain, and no, they're not all equal. I've never, ever claimed to be a great intellect. The proof would be obvious against that. But I do have a brain. I believe that we all should use it. We should listen, think, and then discern from a biblical worldview. Anyway, welcome to our listeners in Columbus, Ohio, and also welcome to our listeners in Tampa, Florida, on Faith Talk 570 and 910 a.m., as I have the privilege again today to simulcast my program in Columbus, Ohio, and fill in for Bill Bunkley on his wonderful program in Tampa as well. So welcome. Again, let me give you the telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. I am in serious trouble. I had no intention of discussing this until just moments ago. It just popped up on my computer just as we went on the air, and I am in serious, serious trouble. Why? Kellogg's is rolling out Little Debbie oatmeal cream pie cereal. No, I'm not making it up. No, Kellogg's is rolling out Little Debbie oatmeal cream pie cereal. So why am I in trouble? I absolutely love Little Debbie oatmeal cream pies. Now, in the interest of full disclosure, I have not had one for years. I have not. I'm diabetic. And honestly, I have not had a Little Debbie oatmeal cream pie for a long, long time. I can't remember the last time. But I still love them. And now that it's going to be in cereal, the horror of it. Well, just a little bit more self-control. All right. Enough of the foolishness. Let me get into a little closed circuit for our Ohio friends just quickly, and then we'll move on to news impacting all of us. For those of us here in Ohio, you might be interested to know that our Ohio Attorney General, Dave Yost, who is a good friend of this program, who has been on the program many, many times, has decided to get involved in a court case in Lucas County here in Ohio. What is the case? The Lucas County Regional Board of Health closed down all schools in Lucas County because of COVID-19. Closed them down. In spite of the fact that all of the latest research, all of the science says, leave the schools open. Even Dr. Fauci said, close the bars, open the schools, kids do not spread it, keep the schools open. Well, I would assume that the teachers union probably had something to do with it. Anyway, Lucas County Regional Board of Health shut down all the schools, including the Christian schools. Now, I'm not sure how things are in Florida, but here in Ohio, many, many, many of the public schools have been closed, virtual learning or a hybrid virtual in-person. But almost all of the Christian schools have continued to teach in-person, in-class, because, again, the science says keep the kids in school. They're actually safer in school than they are at home and in the malls and whatever. So the Christian schools said to Lucas County Regional Board of Health, we have a constitutional right to remain open because we are religious schools. Lucas County Regional Board of Health says, oh, no, you do not. You will remain closed. So the schools have sued Lucas County in the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals. And Dave Yost, our Ohio Attorney General, has joined the case on behalf of the schools. The Attorney General said, in part, this order violates the Free Exercise Clause. That clause prohibits the government from discriminating against religion. In part of the case, they pointed out that casinos remained open, restaurants remained open, gyms remained open and provided in-person service to their customers, but religious schools were closed. So it'll be interesting to see how this court case plays out. It's in the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals, and the Ohio Attorney General has gotten involved in the case, and good for him. I know you folks in Florida have a good attorney general. We have an excellent one here in the state of Ohio, and thankful that he is a brother in Christ, a believer, and not ashamed to say so. All right, Massachusetts. I've been trying to keep an eye on this. Massachusetts, the legislature in Massachusetts passed a radical pro-abortion bill, providing a bunch of pro-abortion things, late-term abortion. Minors would not have to get parental consent. Oh, if you're a teenager in Massachusetts and you want to get your ear pierced, you have to have parental consent. Yeah, if you want to get your ear pierced, you have to have parental consent. If you want to get a tattoo, no. You're a minor. You can't get a tattoo. But this new legislation in Massachusetts said, if you're a minor, you can get an abortion. You need parental consent? No. Of course not. Yeah. Well, the governor of Massachusetts is a Republican, Charlie Baker, but he is pro-abortion. But this piece of legislation was even too radical for the pro-abortion governor. And so he vetoed it. He said, quote, I strongly support a woman's right to access reproductive health care. They never say abortion. You ever notice that? No, they never use the A word, abortion. I strongly support a woman's right to access reproductive health care and many provisions of this bill. However, I cannot support the sections of this proposal that expand the availability of later-term abortions and permit minors age 16 and 17 to get an abortion without the consent of the parent or guardian. So it was too radical for the pro-abortion governor, and he vetoed it. Well, yesterday afternoon, the House of Representatives overrode the veto. They voted 107 to 46 to override the veto of the bill, and it looks like the same thing will happen in the Senate, which means this radical leftist pro-abortion bill will probably go into effect in the state of Massachusetts in the next few weeks. Can you imagine? I mean, I don't care how far left you are. Would you not think it's a little strange that a teenager can't get their ears pierced without parental consent, but they can kill their unborn baby? That's what's going on in Massachusetts. What's going on here is we need to take a quick break. You're listening to Bob Burney live in Columbus, Ohio, and in Tampa, Florida, and we'll be right back.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
If you listen to my program for any length of time, you will hear me repeat several principles over and over and over and over again. And here is one of them. If you follow biblical principles, there will be clarity. You'll know right from wrong, good from evil. You may not always like it. To be really honest with you, I don't always like what God tells me to do, and sometimes when God tells me not to do something, I'm a human like anybody else. But if you follow biblical principles, there will be clarity. You with me on that? There will be clarity. When you abandon those biblical principles, whether you're talking about family, sexuality, gender, marriage, whether you're talking about principles of law, government, doesn't make any difference. If you follow biblical principles, there will be clarity. Whether you agree with them or not, there'll be clarity. When you abandon those biblical principles, you will have chaos. You will have absolute chaos. Get in your little time machine and go back. Oh my goodness, just go back 60 years. Just go back 60 years. Get out of your time machine and walk around and ask people whether boys could be girls and girls could be boys just by saying they were. People look at you like you just escaped from the nut house. What do you mean a boy can become a girl just by saying so? And yet that's common today. Well, get this. Get this. Here's the headline. Girl Scouts sue Boy Scouts again over gender-inclusive rebranding alleging recruitment confusion. Some of you have followed this story. back in November, I think it was November of last year, the Girl Scouts sued the Boy Scouts because when they rebranded themselves, they stopped, the Boy Scouts stopped calling themselves the Boy Scouts and they renamed themselves BSA. They took boy out of the name. That was back in 2018. And they decided to open several of the programs of the Boy Scouts to girls. So at the time that that happened, the Girl Scouts filed a lawsuit against the organization. It was in November of 2018. The Girl Scouts sued the Boy Scouts over trademark concerns, quote, contending that the Boy Scouts rebranding would be uniquely damaging to Girl Scout operations. Well, they have filed a new lawsuit. Girl Scouts against the, well, it's the BSA. It's not the Boy Scouts. In the latest filing, the Girl Scouts have asserted that Scouts BSA recruitment efforts cause confusion among parents who wish to send their daughters to Girl Scouts. And here is a quote from the lawsuit. For the last century, the Girl Scouts trademark has become understood to designate the source of scouting services for girls. Huh. Who would have thought that the Girl Scouts were for girls? Well, that's the contention of the Girl Scouts. Again, I'm quoting. For the last century, the Girl Scouts trademark has become understood to designate the source of scouting services for girls. But now, because of what Boy Scouts has done, that distinctiveness has caused a loss of distinctiveness. In other words, they're trying to blur the lines between girls and boys. And parents who want to get their girls into scouting, they don't know where they're supposed to send them. Attorneys representing the Girl Scouts claim that in the filing that the Boy Scouts' gender-inclusive rebranding has led to, and I'm quoting, rampant confusion among parents who are unsure which organization to send their children to. Lawyers for the Girl Scouts claim to have proof of such instances. However, the Boy Scouts have denied this in a statement this past weekend and accused the Girl Scouts of starting a, quote, ground war. Again, quoting, the Girl Scouts' allegations are not only inaccurate, with no legally admissible instance of this offered to date in the case, but it is also dismissive of the decisions of more than 120,000 girls and young women who have joined Club Scouts or Scouts BSA. Talk about chaos. Talk about confusion. Just last week, I had a headline here in Ohio. Ohio Boy Scouts organize girls-only troop. That was a headline. Ohio Boy Scouts organize girls-only troop. Say what? Can I repeat it again? You follow biblical principles, you'll have clarity. Boys are boys, girls are girls, men are men, women are women. When you begin abandoning biblical principles, some people would rather call them principles of nature. Well, they come from the Bible. When you abandon them, chaos and confusion, and we're living in it.